This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the truth is I do love drinking coffee and I drink it a lot. And my wife will always say, hey, it's not good for your health, you know, quit it. And in fact, I quit it for a long time at one point when I was going through my back challenge. And she used to say that it's not good for bones. Coffee is not good for your bones, you know. And as a good husband, you know, I followed my wife and I listened to her. And during this time, myself and my dear friend Sheikh Ibrahim Mink were planning to debate each other whether coffee is healthy or not. At that time, I was going to prove to him that coffee is bad for you. But now, sorry, Sheikh, I can't debate you anymore because I'm back to coffee full force. Now, I don't know why I'm recording this video, but a student of mine stopped me while I was grabbing my coffee and said, Sheikh, you should be doing better. Like, I was, what do you mean? He said, Sheikh, you are the Sheikh. Like, I didn't understand. What does he mean? Like, should I eat banana or something? I'm not sure what did he mean, but coffee is halal, isn't it? Like, if anyone has any verdict other than that, please let me know. I would do my best to quit. But we or the people in the field of da'wah, mashayikh, those who give khutbahs and Islamic reminders, they're just regular human beings who enjoy the life within limitations. And in my opinion, this is part of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when we enjoy the provisions that Allah had given us, we thank Him for it. We say Alhamdulillah. And the Prophet said, Alhamdulillah tamla al-mizan. Like, just praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He bestowed on us fills the scale of our good deeds. So let us fill our scale and also fill our stomach with some nice coffee, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.